I have to be in tune. You know how I used to be in a group, and we used to do this concert thing all the time. You know how we do these things, ridiculous things. You know, monstrous stage and thousands of teeny boppers. Really funny. With huge amplifiers and great microphones all over the place. And we go running out there. And then we'd get our plug in and get everything ready, you know. And, you know, we were always out of tune, man, because the other amp was like, you know, 100 feet away. How could you possibly hear it anyway? So, you know, we got some of the things we did were... Like, you know, the guy on that side would be listening to... We had two lead guitar players, me and Steve. And Steve would generally be in tune with something, and I was in tune with something else. But it didn't really matter because we were so far apart. You know, people in the middle just heard the bass and drums. People on that side heard Steve, who was playing in a, you know, maybe a little sharp to the bass, and I was generally flat to it. So it was like listening to two different songs. But I can't, I don't know where that came. I wrote this song in Detroit about 4 years ago. This is an old song. At the White Tower restaurant. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, at the corner of Livernois and something, the Chessmate Club was there. We'd come out of the Chessmate Club and found that somebody had left with part of our car. And we had to wait for a while in this restaurant. We had to wait for almost a day. It was out of sight. Guys propositioning me and everything, 4 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, I wrote it out on a napkin in true folk tradition. Sounds very good. And then I went home and put it in D-modal tuning, which was very hip. At the time, everything was in D-modal. You know what D-modal tuning is? E strings on each end down to D. Leave the other ones where they are and play as if nothing ever happened. And you get D modal. Everything sounds different because it's tuned different.
And welcome in. Happy Saturday morning. We are, oh my God, it's still alive.
Slowly.
Neil Young in a rare moment in 1968. That was a lovely, lovely patiach. And if you haven't guessed, we did once, I think, talk about maybe doing a Neil Young show.
Yes, we did.
And so here the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. It's Saturday morning, 10 a.m., and we're doing Neil Young. That's the intro to a song that maybe we'll get to later and maybe we won't.
Chavim.
Okay. Well, then we will get there. Mm-hmm. Fine. Give it away already. Don't. No suspense.
No.
Just take it all away.
אתה יודע, we don't want to speak, אבל אנחנו רוצים שזה יקרה.
Yeah, no, we'll... If you, you know, yeah, we did the intro. Maybe we'll start with the intro of the song and end with the song.
כן, זה רעיון טוב.
נכון? We'll like bookend it with the same kind of shit. So this is Oh My God, It's Still Alive on Campus Hakatze, Radio Hakatze, Saturday morning, 10 a.m. I'm Brian Steiner.
כן, אני רונן כוכבי.
I noticed that your microphone is different. I just noticed that now. You did something, it has an erection, but like from the other end.
אני בעניין של עיצוב. כן. עכשיו, את התקופה הזאת העיצובית שלי.
I see.
אני מעצב דברים שונה.
I see, because what you did was the bottom part of the microphone stand is now up in the air.
אני אספר לך, כשנשים את השיר, אני אספר לך למה עשיתי את זה, כי זה באמת לא מעניין. זה לא חשוב, אבל אני לא רוצה לשעמם את האנשים.
Okay.
אני אספר לך זה אחרי זה.
And then I will make, and then whatever you tell me, I will make it sexual, and I will tell everybody.
כבר עשית את זה.
I will sexualize
your microphone. כבר עשית את זה.
It definitely has to do with Viagra. And this is, oh, you know, good segue. Don't Let It Bring You Down. Neil Young. Oh, once again with the tuning. Ooh. some more D-modal, because it was so hip at the time. Fucking funny. This might actually be from the same show, but I'm not sure. I gotta check. Also might not be. All right. Don't Let It Bring You Down. Neil Young, take it away.
Old man sitting by the side of the road with the lorries rolling by. Blue moon sinking from the weight of the load and the buildings scrape the sky. Cold wind ripping down the alley at dawn and the morning paper flies. Dead man lying by the side of the road with the daylight in his eyes. Don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. Find someone who's turning and you will come around. Blind man running through the light of the night with an answer in his hand. Come on down to the river of sight and you can really understand. Red lights flashing through the window in the rain. Can you hear the sirens moan? White cane lying in a gutter in the lane. If you're walking home alone, don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. Find someone who's turning and you will come around. Don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. Just find someone who's turning and you will come around.
I'll tell you what it is. Neil Young, he's very dramatic. He's very dramatic. I said about in hip-hop, in hip-hop, you have Eminem. And Eminem sings things, like everything he sings is about like, like it's so fucking dramatic. You know what I mean? It's like, it's gotta be right now. It's he's got that thing. Neil Young has that too.
נכון, זה מעניין שאתה אומר את זה, כי גם יש לו את הצד הזה, באמת. אני חושב שזה אצלו יותר, הוא באמת מתמסר נורא.
כן, it's like a personality thing.
כן, הוא נכנס לזה, הוא כאילו מרגיש את זה, וזה מצד שני, יש בו משהו כאילו לא דרמטי, באיכשהו, אתה יודע, בכל הנושא, האספקט של הטכני והסאונד וזה, יש בו משהו מאוד לא שייני, מאוד לא, הוא כאילו לא פייט.
לא שייני, hold on, okay.
לא, אני הבנתי מה אתה אומר, אני רק מנסה
להגיד. No, but hold on, I understand what you're saying. However, he's very, very pedantic about his sound, about the quality of sound.
לא, לא, אז
so you're more proving what I'm saying than saying that, because he's not loose about sound at all. He's very uptight about being lo-fi.
לא.
Very uptight about being lo-fi.
אני אגיד לך למה.
אוקיי.
אני מניח שזה חשוב לו מה שהוא עושה, אבל יש הגישה שלו, הגישה שלו לסאונד, התפיסה שלו לגבי הקלטות, וזה, היא מאוד old fashioned, והיא מאוד ארצית ו...
כן, but he's religious about it,
נכון.
It's not,
נכון.
Fuck, it's not something small, he's not loose about it.
לא, לא, לא.
Hold on,
נכון.
There's a story in his book. About he did a concert at Massey Hall, where I don't think it's the famous one that we all know. He did another concert there, and the recording was digital, and it wasn't done in the highest digital quality. So he went back to the hall when it was empty and there was no show there, and he played his show from the quality he had over the fucking whole loudspeaker system of all of Massey Hall and re-recorded it in
מבין.
The highest...
Yeah,
I mean,
אני
dude,
לא מכיר את הסריטות האישיות
that, dude,
שלו.
That's crazy!
מצד שני, אתה יודע,
awesome.
מצד שני...
It's awesomely crazy.
מצד שני, יותר מחצי מה, טייקים של השירים שהוא זה, לא בדיוק יושבים מאוד טייט, לא בדיוק, אתה יודע, הטייק של השירה שלו לא מדויקים.
כן, זה משהו אחר, זה נכון.
אני אומר, יש פה את הדבר הזה גם, אתה מבין?
נכון, הגישה של הקלטה זה אולד סקול גם, שזה לוסי יותר, יותר
כיף. הרבה תקליטים הוא קליטים מיקרופון דינמי, פשוט כמו שאנחנו משדרים איתו.
נכון.
אתה יודע, הוא לא כאילו באיזה מקום של פנסי,
כן, בזה אתה, כן, אוקיי. Okay, you found one place that he has some looseness. Other than that, I think the man walks around like, no, I really think he's, I think it's great. I love the way he's uptight. Almost every way he's up. He came out with a Pono. I was one of the first people to, I got one signed by Buffalo Springfield, the higher price. You know, I fucking use it, you know, but it fucking went under. Like, there's no even Pono music store anymore. I got to buy music for it in other places. But I did just hear, he was just on a podcast. I listened to Conan's podcast, and he was on it. And he says that there's soon going to be a change even in streaming music that in the past we couldn't stream high-definition music and we'll be able to.
Can, can.
But let me just say L'chaim, because we are drinking beer. Can. Happy Saturday morning, everybody. L'chaim. Excuse us for a moment while we kiss this fly.
אז מה, מה הדיבור?
Cortez the killer. I think that's the דיבור. What do you think about, you know? You think it's too early for Cortez the killer? Did you want to save it for later?
קודם כל כן, אבל זה גם...
I just wanted like, I had a sip of beer and I'm like, yeah!
זה יהיה מוקדם גם עוד שבעוד שעה. אני חושב שזה... אחד השירים הגדולים של ניל יאנג, ואני מכיר כמעט הכל. ממש, זה שיר ששמעתי לפני כמה ימים כזה, במקרה מ...
Dude, the motherfucker went back to Massey Hall, played a recording through the loudspeakers, and re-recorded it, because he didn't like the way it was recorded. Dude, that's fucking amazing. First of all, זה שריטה אמיתית,
נכון.
אבל אחלה שריטה.
אתה חושב שזה אחלה?
There's something really cool about it, yes. Yeah. We've talked about how he is with the high definition music before, that he says an MP3 is like having a Picasso on a napkin.
תשמע, תשמע.
Which is a great fucking analogy.
אני מבין את זה, אני מסכים זה מאוד. מצד שני, כשאני פוגש אנשים כאלה, אני קורא להם תרחנים. אז אתה יודע, אז you know, אז תלוי מאיפה אתה מסתכל על זה.
I'm a little bit like that, as you know.
כן,
תלוי איפה אתה מסתכל על זה. I don't really do the MP3 very well. Not really a big fan. Okay, let's kill this hot motherfucker. But dude, he went back to Massey. Do you understand, dude? Insane.
No, 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 no.
Subjects gathered round him like the leaves are
many colors for the angry gods to see. Women all were beautiful, the men stood straight and strong. They offered life in sacrifice so others could go on. Yeah.
Oh, Jess, oh, Jess, oh, Jess. Cortez the Killer. Oh, my God, it's still alive. We are rolling with wow, almost just said Bob for some reason. Because, anyway, Neil
Bob
Young.
Bob Young.
Neil Dillon. They should probably go on tours like as the Bob Young and Neil Dillon. That would be pretty fucking...
יש להם עניין, אתה יודע, יש להם עניין.
תמיד יש להם עניין, כן, בטח. הוא מזכיר אותו, הוא מזכיר אותו, בטח.
כן.
I have to say, I've seen Neil Young several times in several different constellations. I actually saw him with the Blue Notes. That might have been I wonder if that's the first time I saw him with the Blue Notes. And of course, you're going to see Neil Young... And you're not really expecting to see, like, I didn't know, I just knew I was going to see Neil Young, so, I didn't realize it was going to be with the Blue Notes, and it was like, whoa, what the fuck is this? But then you get into it. It was an interesting show, obviously.
כן, כן, זה רוקבילי כזה, זה היה כזה,
כן, זה היה משהו אחר לגמרי.
אלבום נחמד שהוא עשה.
כן, it was for an album.
כן, כן.
But then I saw him
this
solo.
This Note for You, יש שם איזה שיר.
Ken,
this Note for You.
Right, and it was all the I Don't Sing for Pepsi, I Don't Sing for Coke was also that album, right?
Ken. Ken.
Was that, is that the same song?
No. לא, אבל אני חושב ש... אני חושב, יש סיפור עם חוות הקליטים על התקליט הזה.
אוקיי.
הוא כאילו, היה, אני חושב שהוא, אז הוא חותם עם גפן בתקופה הזאת.
Really?
והם לא ככה מרוצים ממה שהוא עשה, והולכתם לבית משפט, והוא ניצח, כמובן, כי הם לא יכולים להגיד לו מה לעשות, סטייל אומנותית, ואז יש טענה שהוא עשה כמה אלבומים אחרי זה מאוד מוזרים, הוא עשה דווקא.
כן.
כדי לעשות את החמישה אלבומים או כמה שהוא היה חייב להם בחוזה, וללכת משם. וכאילו סוג של דפק אותם, כאילו סוף סוף החתימו אותו, ואז הוא בא עשה להם, זה משהו כזה לא קשור.
כן.
זוכר את טרנספורמר מן וכל התקופה
האלקטרונית שלו. It happens, but I think it's probably usually more innocent like than that, like they sign and you really want to do what they, you know, you really want to do well. But then you go in and you're like doing music for however many fucking years you've been doing and you're as successful as you are. And then some fucker is telling you, this is what we want from you. And then he's just, and then at that point in time, you just go, you know what? Fuck you. This, here's, take your albums.
I'm
out the back door. You know that. Like, you're the first to do that shit.
זה הסיפור, זה הסיפור שיש אחרי זה. אתה יודע, יש כל מיני בטח...
כן.
האמת היא לא אבסולוטית פה, אבל...
כן, אקסקיוז
מי. אז כן, אני חושב ש-This Note For You היה חלק מהאלבומים שהוא זרק להם, אתה יודע, סטייל.
אולי. But no, but he still made a point in his songs.
לא, הוא לא השפיל את עצמו ועשה דברים שהוא לא אוהב, אבל הוא לגמרי
הלך לכיוון שהוא ידע שיאני זה לא בשביל...
כן, שכאילו, אתה יודע.
כן. Right, yeah. They also, you know, in a... however long his career is. It's funny because in all of his autobiography, he didn't even mention the Tkufa with the Blue Notes, now that I think about it, looking back. Anyway, obviously, I saw him solo on the beach in New York City, on Jones Beach. And that was just fucking an insane experience. So anyway, that's Neil Young for you. We're going to do a somebody doing a cover of the band he was talking about when we opened our show. The band he was talking about with Steven. Steven was obviously, for those of you not catching on, Steven Stills of Buffalo Springfield. Well, obviously of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, but they were together in
before.
Buffalo Springfield before either of them had the careers they went on to have. And, excuse me, this was... you could say Shir HaNoseh Shel Buffalo Springfield,
כן,
almost.
Shir Hakim Mukar Shel.
Exactly. And this is a cover. Tom Petty.
Lahit Lo Katan.
Tom Petty doing For What It's Worth, which I think is pretty damn groovy. And I hope you do too.
Thank you.
happened in here. But it is inexactly clear. But there's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Song that will always be relevant, and a fucking great, great tune. It was the anthem of a generation. One of the anthems of a generation.
Sof shanot shishim.
Yeah, dude. There were some heavy songs. But you know what song I always think about in that kufa is Crosby, Stills, and Young. Maybe it was also with. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and I'm not sure if it was also with Young, but it's excuse me, Love the One You're With. You know the song "Love the One You're With"?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so they have the famous song about if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. And really, what it's about is you got people off in the army, in fucking Vietnam, and you can't be with them. So just fucking go for it here. And I just always think about the soldier in Vietnam with a girlfriend or or a boyfriend or whatever back at home, and this is what. And you're like, this is. And it was a huge fucking song. And it's all about free love, and it's and all you're out there doing it's fucking obviously nuts. And back here, it's Love the One You're With. Like, I always think of that song from that perspective. Great fucking song. I love it, but I always think of it from that perspective. So, but, you know, maybe they used it too. Obviously, you know, they weren't lacking the miso hornies all over there either.
כן, תודה, אבל אלה תירוץ אמיתי, תודה.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. It's money time. Let's do money time.
יאללה, מגניב, אז מה?
I'm very, I'm very, very, very...
רגע, שנייה, לפני שאתה מתחיל.
אוקיי.
לחשה לי ציפור פה לפני שהתחלנו את התוכנית.
אוקיי.
שנכנסנו לראשונה לתחום הקוסמטיקה. בגדול, כן? קוסמטיקס,
יא. קוסמטיקס.
וקודם כל רציתי להגיד לך, לפני שאתה מספר מה זה, שזה תחום שאני... לא חשבתי שנגיע אליו בתוכנית, ואני שמח שאתה הצלחת לעשות צעד כזה גדול.
ושינית
פה את המשחק.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
דבר.
We're getting serious. So we all know about spermcures.org by now. Sex is obviously the solution for everything. I mean, that's got to be fucking clear to everybody at this point in time. And if it's not clear to you, then, you know, think again and again. So spermcures.org is finally coming out with its first product. This is the first
in
a
line. It's a division of this.
This is the first in a line. This is our cosmetics division, spermcures.org. Sperma hair. Finally, people, we all know that sperm is good for the hair. Don't tell me that you don't. Don't you know you've heard eggs, sperm. Sperm is better than the egg yolk. It's better than the egg white. It's better than the egg purple because it's sperm and it comes from men. And it's good for almost everything, including your hair. Sperma hair with real man sperm in it for the just the right kind of fluff. won't okay, be over fluffed, אז... won't be under fluffed. It'll be perfectly
של אמריקאים. זה משפיע על אמריקאים, לא רק על הבריאות של השיער, גם
no,
על אמריקאים והנפח שלו בעצם.
Of course, it makes the hair shiny and bright
okay.
and full
אז,
of itself.
אז בעצם זה לאנשים שיער יחסית דל וקטן ודק.
Look, it will also take care of hair that is already up in the air.
אוקיי, אז זה גם טוב לאנשים שלהם שיער בריא.
It protects the hair. It makes the hair fuller from falling out, obviously, because, you know, hair thins with age.
כן, כן, נכון.
So it actually builds the follicles.
יש מחקרים, זאת אומרת, משהו ש...
Maybe it's the follicles, but it's the follicles of the hair. Of course, I've done several מחקרים of sperm and hair, and trust me, I've seen the results.
Okay.
I smile every time.
גם אנחנו מדברים פה על משהו שהוא ללא פרוונים.
You mean
היצורים הקטנים האלה עם הפרווה.
Dude, this is human
לא, אני שואל כאילו
male sperm. Will it work on your dog? Is that the question?
לא. שאלה טובה.
You know what? It is a good question. I do have a dog and I might check it out.
אני לא שאלתי.
Now that you've mentioned it.
לא שאלתי את זה, אבל האמת ש... שעכשיו שאתה אומר, זה מעניין. דבר שני, האמת שרציתי לשאול, זה משהו גם שאפשר למכור לאנשים שכן בעניין של איכות סביבה. זאת אומרת, האם זה, אתה יודע,
of course, dude.
סוג של מוצר שהוא
בעצם... Nobody was hurt in the making of this product.
אתה בטוח?
That's a guarantee.
אוקיי, זה מפחיד אותי. כי לא ניסו אותו על
הפריה. It has not been tested on animals.
זה מפחיד אותי. You know.
You never know where it's coming from.
No.
Hey, I hear you. It might not be for you.
Okay, as
ladies and gentlemen, sperma hair, order it now on spermcures.org. It will make your hair right the fuck where you want it to be.
איך הגענו מזה לניל יאנג ומניל יאנג לזה? אני לא מבין ככה.
Because Neil Young,
the only... לא, זה לא באמת. אל תענה לי.
Please don't answer. Please, you're going to blaspheme Neil Young's name. I know you are.
לא, לא, דווקא זה מאוד מאוד קשור, אבל ניתן לאנשים...
Okay, to figure it out for themselves. Tell me something. Do you have a תחזית היום?
האמת ש...
יש לנו תחזית של היום?
אני אוהב את ככה מפתיע אותי, ואתה יודע, גורם לי לגמגם בשידור.
I got him.
אבל תשמעי,
I knew it was going to happen.
תראה, אנחנו יכולים לבדוק את העניין הזה, כמו שאתה יודע, אנחנו, יש לנו פה...
Let's look out the window.
בדיוק. כל מה שאנחנו צריכים לעשות, זה פשוט לפתוח חלון.
Let me make some sound effects.
ולהסתכל. אני יכול להגיד לך שהים, הים היום, גבוה, סוער, אני לא יודע...
Like the woman's hair that used sperm, sperma hair.
Yeah, man. כן.
Yeah, גבוה ו...
כן, כן. כן. האמת שזה אחלה, אחלה יום לגלישה.
You notice I was just totally, totally, I think the word is misogynistic. Because I said the woman that used sperma hair. Excuse me, all of you ladies out there, I use it too. Please continue with your תחזית.
כן, זהו, זו הייתה תחזית.
Put sperm in your hair and go swimming. That's our advice.
לא, לא.
Our advice for today. Don't go swimming.
לא.
Do not go in the ocean. ים גבוה.
ים גבוה מסוכן. לא ללכת.
ים גבוה. טוב, we did somebody doing a cover of Neil Young. Let's go to Neil Young doing a cover. This is, of course, from the show for Bob Dylan, and this is Neil Young. Doing a Bob Dylan song.
This song's for you, Bob. Thanks for having Bob Fest. Said to the thief, there's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth, but none of them anywhere along the line know what any of it is worth. Excited, the thief he softly spoke, but there are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. But let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Barefoot servants too. outside in the distance, and wildcat did growl. Two riders were approaching. The wind began.
Neil Young, All Along the Watchtower. Love it.
שזה בכלל שיר שבוב דילן כתב, אבל התפרסם מאוד בזכות הנדריקס.
Yeah.
והוא קצת הלך לכיוון שלו. מעניין.
I think even Bob Dylan, after a point in time, went בכיוון של ג'ימי הנדריקס. No, really. when it becomes so iconic, you can't, I think, even help it yourself, but to go that way.
נכון.
I'm sure he does it electric now.
כן, גם באנפק שלו זה היה כזה אנרגטי יותר שהוא עשה את זה.
It was on John Wesley Harding. John Wesley Harding is an acoustic album.
באנפק של בוב דילן, הוא עשה את השיר הזה מאוד אנרגטי.
כן, בדיוק. But the מקורי is not. The מקורי is very... First of all, I fucking love that album, John Wesley Harding.
כן, אלבום מולך.
That's... And Neil Young has that same thing with as Bob Dylan. Maybe it's just like an old school artist thing that each album is like a package. And it's like a picture of a point in time. Mm-hmm. You know, and they don't do albums over 10 years or 5. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. they got it, they go in. Bob Dylan, as we know, even wrote songs in the studio. He went into the studio with outlines and came out with fucking crazy songs. A lot of his rap songs or story songs.
אתה יודע ששאלו אותו פעם איך זה כאילו, אתה מכיר את זה?
No.
איך שזה ברולינגטון אולי, במגזין? שאלו אותו איך זה שהוא מוציא כאילו אלבומים כל כך מהר וכל הזמן. אז הוא אמר שהוא לא מכיר אף אומן, שמרוצה ב-100% מהתוצאה של המוזיקה שהוא מקליט. אז what's the point, הוא אמר.
Right.
תעבוד 10 שנים על אלבום, ועדיין לא תהיה 100% מרוצה.
Right. So just go on and do an album and keep doing it.
ואני ממשיך את זה. וזה גישה כזאת שהביא אותו, לאן שהוא הגיע היום, אתה יודע, בין היתר.
כן. Sometimes you just got to like book the time and then go in and be like, oh my god, this is the time.
כן.
And then suddenly it starts pouring out. Sometimes it's got to be that way.
צריך להיות גם בוב דילן כדי שזה יעבוד, זה יצליח כמובן, אבל אנחנו לא כאן לדבר על בוב דילן.
We're not. So let's quick. We're also, I see all of a sudden that we don't have like that much time left. So let's do this again. Oh my God, it's Wheel of Topics. Jeez. I think it's my turn to pick a topic. This is the time when we have a few of our listeners now, and we remind our listeners that they could find us on Facebook and add to our topics if they like to. I am pulling out a Petek right now. I have a little coffee thing going on. And this is immortality. Would you want it? Would you want it was in parentheses?
כן, קודם כל.
You would?
כן.
וואלה.
ואני אגיד לך למה.
אוקיי.
קודם כל, מהסיבה הברורה שאתה יודע, שכל אחד יכול לדמיין, אבל אני מאמין ש... וזה לא תיאוריה שלי כמובן, אבל זה מה שאני... שכל הסבל של האנושות שלנו, בעצם מגיע מהידיעה שנמות.
אוקיי.
אם תחשוב על זה רגע, אז... אוקיי, תודה. אם תחשוב על זה רגע, תבין שיש בזה משהו, כאילו אם אני אגיד לך עכשיו שאתה לא תמות אף פעם, אז בעצם, כאילו, יש לך זמן, אתה לא צריך להילחץ למהר, לא הספקתי, אין לי, לא הגשמתי את עצמי, לא, אתה יודע,
There's always time to make it up.
יש בזה המון גם, המון מעבר הזה גם ביחס שלך עם, עם הצאצאים שלך שאתה יודע, בעולם.
Right, on the other hand, hey, on the other hand, it brings a sense of, it brings some desire, like you wanna, אתה רוצה להספיק, אתה רוצה לעשות. If you had all the time in the world, would you do anything? You know what I mean?
Mind.
You might just sit around and be like, one day I'll do something. Anyway, I'm going to be here forever. For me, it's a little bit more complicated. First of all, when I think of immortality, I'm meaning like in the body, like being in my body forever. And I can't imagine wanting that at all. In a sense, I think that immortality has to be the thing, kind of the way that we are. Why? Because the universe, once you exist, the universe can't exist without you. In other words, there's, you know, I compare like death to like the air in a balloon. This is, you know, conversations with kids. But you have the air in a balloon. When the balloon pops, the air can't suddenly not exist. It doesn't work that way. The air is not in a balloon anymore. And maybe it's all different and it, you know, whatever it is, it is. It's not a balloon, but it still exists.
Okay.
So in a sense, I think once you're here, it means you've always been here and you always will be here because it just can't be any other way.
זהו, אבל אני חושב שאולי כן יכול להיות.
Right, I understand.
זה בגלל זה אני חושב ש...
It doesn't mean your consciousness, like maybe you don't exist, but you know, everything that made you up will always exist. But maybe that's not you though.
כן, אנחנו לא יודעים, אתה יודע.
כן, so, but... I can't imagine wanting to walk around forever like I am right now. You know what I mean?
כן, unless, אתה יודע, כולם היו כמוך, ואז אולי כל העולם היה מתנהל קצת אחרת. אי אפשר לדעת מה...
Right, it's not because of the way the world is, though. It's not just because... Also,
no,
because, look,
בכלל, אתה יודע.
You say כל הסבל בא מזה שאנחנו יודעים שנמות. But really, if you... It's also... The body is the cause of all the suffering, right? You know your body won't exist, but you also know like that the body can have pains and it can, you know, be, shit can happen to,
לא,
to כן, your body.
לא, כן, אבל זה לא הנושא, נכון? אנחנו מדברים על immortality ברמה של, או תקן אותי אם אני טועה. כאילו, אנחנו מדברים על מצב שפה אתה עכשיו בסדר, והגוף שלך טוב.
When I say immortality, I think about like us walking around as like we are now forever. On the earth, being together.
מעניין.
Fucking and sucking and doing all of that stuff forever.
כן, זה גם מחשבה מטרידה, אני מודה. אבל אני חושב ש...
אבל מצד שני, to die is even...
המוות מרחף מעל ראשי אנשים, והוא מקשה מאוד על ה... המודעות שיש לנו שאנחנו מתים.
כן.
אתה יודע, היא...
טוב, I think we should do a short one and a long one.
יאללה.
So here's the short one.
but you better not pick it. It only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you'll know you missed it. You'll lose your love when you say the word mine, mine. I want to see what's never been seen. Best right now.
I just fucking love that song. I love that song.
Ole.
It's, yeah, love is a rose, but you better not pick it. It's kind of like your nose. Love is, he could have said love is a nose, but you better not pick it. It's, you know, could have worked.
Okay.
Except for the part with the thorns. That might have been a little bit far out. Okay, we have been, Oh My God, It's Still Alive. This has been our Neil Young special. It's been fun. Now, obviously, there's fucking plenty of songs I've got sitting here that we didn't get to today.
If just a Neil Young special, because it's been a year, as
we can bring it back another time. Okay. Well, instead of doing two in a row Neil Young, we'll do the first part Neil Young now, and the second part Neil Young just will surprise people with it some other time. This is part two of Neil Young.
Okay.
And in fact, this is show 28, I think.
Okay.
We'll skip show 29. We'll call the next show show 30, and we'll keep going. And one Traveling day we'll come Wilbur back and do style. This is show 29.
Yalla, wanna say
I'm in. I think I might burp before the show is over. Alechaim, it's been fun. Okay. Have a fucking safe and happy Saturday. We're going out, like I said, with the old laughing lady. We started with the old laughing lady. Yes, we're going out. That's life. In life, you start with an old laughing lady and you end with an old laughing lady. That's like our ashes to ashes.
Bonishma musica.
Yalla, peace out.
can't have a cupboard if there ain't no wall. You got to move, there's no time left to stall. They say the old laughing lady dropped by to call. When she leaves nothing at all. The drunkard of the village falling on the street. Can't tell his ankles from the rest of his feet. He loves his old laughing lady, 'cause her taste is so sweet. But the laughing lady's loving